This is a follow-up question, and this is actually a question from an audience member. What are your specific detail plans to improve pedestrian safety and encourage safe bicycling?
Thanks. So just to kind of build on what I was talking about before, I think there's a responsibility that the city has to allow people to travel on the street safely. On Easter Sunday, we lost a neighbor trying to cross Jefferson Avenue. And at the vigil for that individual, one of the speakers said, when there's a distracted driver on North Street, there's a bent flex post or a dented fender. When there's a distracted driver on Jefferson Avenue, a car flips over or someone's killed. So I think we have a moral responsibility to make sure that we're striving for zero crashes and zero fatalities. And I don't think that's idealistic. I think it's something that we have a responsibility to do. We can do that by investing more in our neighborhood traffic calming program, investing in tactical solutions that work, that are responsive to the needs of the neighborhood. The neighborhood traffic calming program grew out of neighborhood associations at NIAC, the Neighborhood Improvement Council, that came forward and said people were speeding through their neighborhoods. We listened to them. We created that kind of program that invested thoughtfully in evidence-based approaches that I know that we don't like evidence, but evidence-based approaches that tried to slow down the traffic so people wouldn't get hit by cars moving that were moving too fast so they could pull out of their driveways and have good sight lines. So I would prioritize that program. It's responsive to what residents ask for in their neighborhoods. It is listening to them, and it's been proven to work. And where it doesn't work or something doesn't actually slow the traffic down in a way that is functional, because it is a pilot program before it's a permanent installation, it gives you the flexibility to say, we're going to try something different there instead. So I'll invest in that, and as far as bicycling goes, support the infrastructure, the green building ordinance, sorry.
Thank you.
The Blue Bikes program.
Neil.
I did not say that I don't believe in evidence. What I don't believe in is so-called evidence-based planning, in which on an engineer's drawing board it looks good, but in reality it doesn't work. The evidence that I am more concerned about is the real-life evidence that I witnessed last week when an older person who was trying to get out of her car and cross the street to get either a slice of pizza or a roast beef sandwich was afraid for her life, because she told me she was afraid for her life because she couldn't open her car door without opening it into the line of traffic, which is immediately adjacent to where the cars are now parked. That's evidence, and it's not safe, and it doesn't work. And anybody who defends it and thinks otherwise has his or her head in the sand. And I do not want that type of evidence-based planning spread throughout the communities of Salem. When it comes to pedestrian safety, however, I think we have to be real. We're not going to create a world in which there is no human error. We are not going to create a world in which there is never an accident, or where someone is not distracted when they're driving or is not looking at their cell phone when they're crossing the street. We do need to put into place things that work. Bump outs at crosswalks and things like that are very proven to work. Better signaling at intersections. The intersection at Jefferson Avenue and Wilson is horribly signaled. The safety on Jefferson Ave as a whole is in bad shape. I'm interested in things that work, not things that work on paper, things that work in reality.